And I've already started petitioning for the Leafs to sign you, just to be completely transparent. I've been all over it this morning. And look, you're one of those guys. You won the Stanley Cup in Anaheim. You won the Stanley Cup in Boston. I look at guys like you as players that help teams win. You do a lot in terms of supporting guys. You play an honest game. And frankly, you know, depending on the style of game that's being played, look, the LA Kings just won the Stanley Cup, and many people say that the Boston Bruins would have given the Kings a harder time than the New York Rangers did. And I'm sure you watched some hockey. What did you think of the final and the way the Rangers played in the final?
You're not going to believe me, but I didn't watch 1 second.
Wow.
I can't. This sounds so egotistical, and I'm not that way, but that trophy was mine. You know what I mean? And I get mad. I throw things at the TV, so it's just better off I stay away from it.
Well, that sounds like a Brendan Shanahan, Randy Carlyle type player to me.
I will agree with what people are saying. Not take anything away from New York. I think they did a heck of a job this year, but I really thought that our team was a team that was built to compete against those top 2-3 teams in the West. And I think had we gotten through Montreal, I think we could have had a lot of success. Unfortunately, we didn't, though, and here we are.
Well, Montreal played you, I guess, the way that you need to play Boston. And the way I think that you need to play Boston is you can't go toe-to-toe with the Boston Bruins. You kind of got to dance around them. And that's what Montreal seemed to do. I mean, they played a little bit more of a speed game. And look, Boston has skilled players. We know that. But if you try to match Boston in brute force and grit, then I think that's when teams get in trouble. And Montreal, you know, they antagonize the Boston Bruins at the right times, and they use skill at the right times. And I think that was the combination that won that series for Montreal. Look, nobody really gave Montreal a chance in that series. What are your thoughts? What were the Canadians able to do to beat the Boston Bruins?
They were very opportunistic, for one. I think they scored some timely goals. We had some chances that we didn't capitalize on. I mean, you got to have, you know how it is. You have to have a little bit of luck. You have to have a little bit of everything in the playoffs. And I'm not going to blame it on luck. We didn't play the way we needed to play. I think that we kind of got caught up in not being as aggressive as we normally were. We usually imposed our will on people. And if we took a penalty while we were trying to break them, then we killed it off and moved on to the next one. And I thought we sort of got away with that. We were really worried about being disciplined because they have a very dangerous power play. And probably took away from us a little bit. I mean, but as far as the luck thing goes, I think we hit 14 or 15 posts, and, you know, 3 or 4 of those go in. Maybe we're having a different conversation right now, too. So there's a lot of things that happened, but it obviously wasn't our series. They played a hell of a series, and you got to give them credit, too.
Okay, so you're now, you know, like the Bruins have said that you're not coming back. They're not going to have you back. You're not going to get your contract renewed. You're 36 years old, and you relished your time as a Boston Bruin. And look, the team was, you know, according to Peter Chiarelli, the big bad Bruins are going to go in a different direction. And tell me your thoughts of playing in Boston. You had great success there, and your time as a Boston Bruin.
It was, you know what, it was awesome. It's sad to leave, but I'm excited for whatever the next venture may be, wherever I end up. I think that from day one, I was fishing in a charity fishing tournament in Port Perry when I was a free agent last time after Anaheim, and Cam Neely had called me 2 or 3 times, called him back, and he kind of, you know, talked to me about how great of a fit the city was going to be if I chose to come. And all the way till yesterday when Peter brought me in to give me a face-to-face telling me I wasn't going to come back a little bit earlier than he needed to. I think, you know, start to finish, it's been first class. They've been unbelievable with me, and I think that, you know, and everything in between, winning, Winter Classic, it's just been a great, great experience. So I'm going to look back on these 7 years very fondly, and hopefully these next couple of years I can go on and you know, help another team take it to the next level. I know skill-wise, I'm probably not going to get us 50 goals and be the timely scorer, but hopefully my, you know, the leadership and stuff will and the experience will help somebody else out.
And look, you played on the fourth line in Boston, and you famously were a guy that protected guys and you know, caused some mayhem when you needed to, and you've been called on the carpet for it. You did your time, and you're a guy that guys know when Sean Thornton's on their team that somebody's watching their back. Now, you know, in addition to that, you're not one of those guys that only played 2 minutes a game and just went out and fought. And so, tell me how important, in your estimation, as a guy on the fourth line, you know, that can provide that stuff that you've provided for the last several years for the Boston Bruins. And look, and you won a Stanley Cup in Anaheim, and the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs just happened to be your coach. So, you know, first off, how important is it for a fourth line to have the Sean Thorntons of the world?
I might be a little biased in my opinion here, obviously, but I worked from the time I was, you know, drafted by the Leafs, my 4 years in St. John's, and all the way through. I had some great people that really, really worked with me to try and turn my game into a more than a one-dimensional game. So I feel like, you know, I was blessed to play with Soupy and Danny Paille, and we had a really good chemistry and a really good line, and we were effective for a lot of years. And I'm hoping whoever I'm playing with next year, it'll be the same thing. I like the fact that I can go out and play 8 to 12 minutes a night and contribute in other ways. The fighting, you know, sticking up for my teammates, that's been there since I was a kid. That's not going away. So, you know, I've really tried to work on being able to be smart defensively and chip in when I can and you know, help in other ways too, because I also see the way things are trending, and the guy that just sits on the bench gets pushed out there once or twice a game. It's not really relevant as much anymore. So, you know, I work hard to keep myself in top shape and hopefully contribute in other ways.
Well, look, as I said, you know, I'm getting hammered on Twitter by some people, and some people agree. I think the Leafs should sign you. It all depends, to be completely candid. It's all strictly dollars and cents at this point, and I'm sure you're going to get offers, and we wish you nothing but the best. And thanks a lot for doing this. It's greatly appreciated. And look, we have of course.
I will say, though, it's not all dollars and cents for me. I mean, business-wise, it is for teams who ever signed me, but I did learn one thing in Boston, that it's not always about, I don't want to take money out of my pocket by saying this, but it's about the fit. It's about the fit too. Boston wasn't the most money I was offered. I was offered more in other places, but you know, the city fit, and that made life a lot more enjoyable away from the rink too. So I'm not sure where I'm going to end up, but I'm not the type of guy that's just like all about getting the last penny out of something.
Yeah, well, and you know what? The ironic part is, you know, the Leafs drafted you in, as we said, you were drafted by the Maple Leafs in 1997, and we just gave away some James Taylor tickets. Michael O'Connell is going to the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. And what number? Do you remember what number you were drafted overall?
Oh, probably way too early, I'm guessing. What 190-something?
Yes, no, you were actually drafted 190th overall in 1997 by the Toronto Maple Leafs. And, you know, ironically enough, who knows, you might end up back in Toronto, and I'm sure you wouldn't have a problem with that.
No, I grew up right around the corner, so I was always a fan of the blue and white growing up.